Johan Jelsma is taking me on a tour of his garden on the west side of Binghamton.
An eggplant, Brussels sprouts, a little bit of remnants of peas left, cucumber, melon.
His entire yard is taken over by a garden of vegetables and fruit trees and flowers. He says some passersby describe it as the wild yard.
I didn't like grass per se. I mean, I like laying on it. I like running on it. But I definitely don't enjoy mowing.
While Jelsma was still transforming his yard, complaints from at least one of his neighbors led to visits from a city zoning officer. He was cited for 9 violations, including overgrowth onto the sidewalk and a compost pile that the code officer described as a fire hazard.
He's like, well, what if somebody wandered on here with a lit cigarette and threw it on these dry leaves? And I was like, well, then they'd be trespassing and an arsonist, right?
Yelzma's ordeal with the code department was cited by all the supporters of urban farm zoning that I spoke to for this story. The proposed legislation would update codes for things like composting and backyard chickens in case neighbors start complaining. Lauren Tonti is community garden manager for the local nonprofit Volunteers Improving Neighborhood Environments, or VINES.
You know, there's use definitions for businesses. You know, there's use definitions for bars, schools. There's use definitions for parks, things like that, but not for gardens.
She says that zoning rules for market farms, not backyard gardens, is the most important part of the legislation. We met at her organization's farm, tucked in between the Susquehanna River and a highway. The neighborhood was underwater during the 2011 flood, but the farm survived, and Tonti sees all kinds of opportunities for growth.
All these buildings that you see around us are going to have to come down, and no one's going to be allowed to build here. There's nothing that you can do except gardening.
While it makes sense in a neighborhood like this one, other areas of the city are less welcoming. Billberg is a city councilman for a part of the city with mostly single-family homes and opposes the new zoning.
We don't need to oversaturate the area with farming, urban agricultural farms, when we can be using these properties, these vacant properties, to revitalize them.
Market gardens are only allowed by special permit in the single-family neighborhoods, and Berg says people in his district don't want them at all. On Tuesday, the council sent the law back to committee for changes. Right now, 3 Republicans oppose it, 1 is undecided, and 3 Democrats support it. John Matzo is the deciding vote.
I just don't understand why we need more rules, regulations, and laws on things that already are in existence.
Come on, ladies. Come on.
Dan Livingston and Rebecca Heller Steinberg keep 4 chickens in their backyard, along with honeybees and a vegetable garden. Livingston says updating the laws will be a good way to show support for something they hope will keep spreading.
I think when other people start saying, hey, I want to do it, I think it's going to be hard for the city to come up with a way on the fly to make sense of all those different activities happening all at once.
Come on, ladies, you can come out.
Binghamton wouldn't be the first city to take up zoning changes like this. Market gardens are included in the city of Buffalo's ongoing zoning rewrite. Cleveland has an urban garden district, and Boston has 9 sub-districts where urban farming is permitted. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richmond for the Innovation Trail.